Hundreds of patients are either seated or standing in the waiting room of the crowded emergency department at Juba Teaching Hospital. More than 100 medical doctors at the hospital worked off at the job last evening over 6 months of unpaid COVID-19 allowance. Each doctor expected to get paid more than 300,000 South Sudanese pounds in accumulated allowance. Dr. Luca Dud, one of the doctors who went on strike at Juba Teaching Hospital, says the National Health Ministry and hospital administrators have repeatedly failed to meet the doctors' demands after promising to do so. Dr. Dud says all doctors at Juba Teaching Hospital will remain on strike until the health ministry and hospital administration fulfill their demands.
The health workers went on a strike. Initially, it started with our services. Then it involves all the health workers, and the whole of the Juba Teaching Hospital facility was closed down yesterday. The reason of the strike is that the health workers are in dire, living condition. They have not been paid their privileges, and I mean the COVID-19 risk allowances that were supposed to be paid for 6 months. The last payment was in January.
Dr. Dud says whenever doctors go on strike, Juba Teaching Hospital administrators and health ministry officials call meeting to reassure doctors that they are working to improve condition at the facility. But he says they have failed time and again to follow through on their commitments. Dr. Dud says the doctors are now determined to continue the strike until their demands are met.
Go back usually on the promises that these problems will be solved. So usually we give them a time frame that, okay, let us go back and we will wait. We follow up, at the end of the day, nothing happened. So this time all the avenues for solving the problem have been exhausted and no one is going to go back until our demands are met.
In August this year, house officers and clinical officers at Juba Teaching Hospital went on strike, demanding hospital administrators improve their working condition and provide medicine for the emergency unit. Dr. Dud says this latest strike includes doctors from all different departments at the hospital. Another doctor in the hospital Department of Emergency Unit, who prefers to be identified only as Dr. Lual for fear of reprisals from the administration, says doctors have agreed to compromise with the health ministry and hospital representatives several times before, and now it is time that the government fulfill doctors' demands.
We have tried our best and we have been compromising with them since this day. So it is their time now to compromise. I am conducting series of meetings since our last strike with the administration, and all we had are promises. They tell us we are going to solve for you this. At the end of the day, we find nothing tangible. So definitely we have no option other than the strike.
Dr. Lul called on the public to disregard any information suggesting that there are some forces behind the doctor's strike, saying the doctors do not have any political motives or hidden agenda.
The fact is we don't have any force behind us. The only force behind us is the suffering that we are encountering at Juba Teaching Hospital. We are exposed to diseases. We are exposed to patients that comes for help, and at the end of the day, at night, we don't help them because we don't have facilities in place to help them. So the immediate person, the co-patient, or the patient will turn to is the person who is attending to, leaving the administrator who is sleeping home and who has the power to solve the problem.
South Sudan in Focus, reach out to Dr. Maker Isaac, the director of Juba Teaching Hospital, for comment on the strike, but this is all he had to say.
I'm not allowed to comment on it. No, not today. You go to the Ministry of Health, or you go to DG.
A person in the office of the Director General of the National Health Ministry told South Sudan in Focus this morning that the Director General had stepped out of the office and was not available for comment. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.